Chapter 7. Dreams. Comprehension. Read this passage. A dream is a story that we watch or take part in while we are asleep. We all dream, even though when we wake up, we can't always remember what our dreams were about. Even animals dream, as anyone with a dog or cat will tell you. When you see your pet dog growling and moving around while he is asleep, you know that he is chasing rabbits in his dreams. In ancient times, dreams were seen as messages from the gods. In the Bible, several people had dreams which told them what God wanted them to do. Dreams were also seen as prophecies, which could tell the dreamer what was going to happen in the future. In modern times, people still disagree about the cause and meaning of dreams. In the 19th century, the famous psychoanalyst Sigmund Freud thought that our dreams show what we really want in our life. Freud believed that the feelings which we repress while we are awake come out in our dreams. Even now, some people believe that they can see the future in their dreams. After a major event or disaster, people often say that they dreamed about it before it happened. These dreams are usually very vague and can be dismissed as coincidences. However, occasionally, people do have dreams which cannot be explained away. In 1966, a terrible disaster happened in the Welsh village of Aberfan. A huge pile of coal waste from a mine collapsed and buried a school, killing more than 160 people, mainly children. One of the children who was killed had told her mother about one of her dreams just before the disaster. She had said, "I dreamed I went to school, and there was no school there. Something black had come down all over it." In some cases, dreams have led to the creation of poetry and music. The poet Samuel Taylor Coleridge was an opium addict. After reading about the great leader Kublai Khan in a travel book, he took some opium and fell asleep for 2 or 3 hours. When he woke up, he had dreamed an entire poem about Kublai Khan and wrote it down as fast as he could. Unfortunately, he was interrupted as he started writing down the poem, but what he did manage to record became one of his most famous works. More recently, Paul McCartney of the famous pop group The Beatles dreamed the tune which became the hit song Yesterday.